You're good, just go to the meeting agenda.
Okay, we'll move right into the meeting agenda approval.
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded, roll call, please.
Hickey.
Yes.
Coley.
Yes.
Nivira.
Yes. Okay, do we have any public comments here today? No public comments, we'll get right into our new business. Have a motion?
Don't.
No, we don't need.
Reset.
Okay, the new business is to appropriate $53,000 from the unappropriated balance of the Park and Rec Center Fund, 1433 to 1433-505-5-2510 for the Reservoir Park Stream Bank Restoration Project. It was approved on 8/20/2025 by the Rec Board, 25098-5-0.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded, roll call.
Hickey.
Yes.
Coley.
Yes.
Rivera.
Yes. Okay, our next item is the Reservoir Park Phase 2 presentation.
So moved.
Second.
I'd like to say that we are here today to present Phase 2. Phase 1 is kicking off. This is just for discussion only?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. For
yeah.
This?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
We just want to present a presentation for Phase 2. Which is including the body of water at the Reservoir Park. Well, Alex Pitts, our city engineer, put together the slideshow we'd like to present to okay. you and the staff. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. Yes, so here's a presentation that I put together for all of you. It's very brief, but I'll go through the entire history of how we've gotten to where we're at today. So, title screen, of course. Next slide. This slide essentially paints the picture of what we're trying to do with Phase 2, okay? Within this slide itself, it shows Phase 1, which was the stream bank restoration right here. It shows that we've relocated the path to lessen the slope here so we don't have as much erosion as we move forward. And that project ends somewhere around here, approximately. Now, Phase 2 is this body of water. Within this body of water, we have fountains to help with aeration. There would be one there and one leaf right there. These little lines here, these are just outlets from the storm sewer. And then we have native plantings along the edges here. A sediment trap here, this is basically a sedimentation basin to help with the clarity of the pond so it doesn't become like a very messy body of water with a bunch of sediment and debris. Solids just floating on top. It'll stay clear in conjunction with the sedimentation basin and the fountains. Here's a maintenance access path to allow us to come off of the existing path and off the road off of Phillips, come down through here, off the path, and then use this access path, which will be disguised with, essentially, it'll look like grass, but it's an actual like concrete path. They take heavy equipment on and basically clean the sedimentation basin out like maybe every 2 years or so to help with the clarity again of the pond, keeping it nice and healthy. And then you have native plantings along the south, the west side, excuse me, along here as well, along Reservoir Drive. So yeah, does anybody have any questions on this slide in particular? Okay, so next slide is the cost estimate. This is very blurry here, so I've passed these out to everyone here that's here today. Basically, this bottom line up down here is $1.55 million, $1.5 million for construction. The design cost is about 10%, $155. Construction administration and construction inspection is $124. This is about 8% of the construction cost. All of these numbers are very typical, coming up with a total number of $1.833 million for the project. We did a lot of extensive discussion. As you can see, there's a bunch of line items here within this cost estimate that have been essentially taken out, I'll say, because they didn't contribute to the actual goal, which was putting in this body of water, which is the main attraction point of phase two, and bringing that attraction back to Reservoir Park. A lot of these other things are not necessities to do that, like, for example, some of this is lighting. I mean, that could be a phase three type of thing. Same thing down here, this had to deal with like overlooks near the pond itself. Again, that didn't aid to the phase two, the pond creation, which is the main attraction that we're trying to move forward for. Realizing that a lot of these things were added amenities that would be a nice thing to have within phase three, but we want to get this project moving and bringing down the cost. Everything that's added up here is necessary in order to realize the body of water, which is that 45 staying underneath 50 acre feet pond. That is the goal of the project for phase two. And all of the associated costs are up on the screen for you to see. Does anybody have any questions regarding this slide in particular?
Is any of this generated through contractors? Have we talked to any contractors to see what their cost to do any part of this would be?
No, we've not talked to contractors. Okay. This is typical in the preliminary stages for when you're going to through design. We have that preliminary master plan design, as you saw here. Basically, our engineer, which was Environmental Design Group, they put the cost estimate together based off of what we would like to see within this body of water within phase two.
Alex, I have a question. Is there any grants or anything available to help out with the cost or to defray the cost?
We've looked at grants in the past. I mean, I'm sure some of you know that, you know, we applied for one 2 years ago for an additional $1.2 million. Unfortunately, we didn't get it. We applied for more just recently. There's no guarantee, but there may be an additional $250,000 that may come our way from Congresswoman Amelia Sykes' office.
I got you. Well, let me ask you one more question.
Yeah.
Once you start the project, are you still allowed to apply for grants?
You can apply for grants for like a reimbursable type of style.
Okay.
Of grant. For this project in particular, I would have to do a little bit of research. I know of some like the TID, for example, that's a reimbursable style type of grant, but that wouldn't apply for this project, unfortunately.
Okay.
We'll have to do some digging on that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
How long would all of this take?
Honestly, this isn't a very it's a big project, of course, as you can see from the construction cost estimate, but this isn't a very robust and difficult project. We've made this very bare bones to where essentially you're just moving soil. You're just creating a pond. And everything, the most difficult part may be the fountains, but everything else is very simple, easy, straightforward project, but it may be simple and easy, but it's very important, right? It's bringing the number one of the main attractions back to the park itself. So that's the goal, that's the idea. And I would think that this project would take maybe 6 months at most. It's a very straightforward, quick project. So the biggest the thing that may take the longest is the permitting, because we are in the floodplain, but that's handled prior to construction. So,
okay.
Any other questions?
What did it cost before you took everything out?
$2.8 million. And that was just construction. And so with design, construction administration, inspection, that would have gone up as well. So that would, you're talking more in the $3.2-3.3 million range at that point. So again, we took everything into consideration. The lighting alone was around $586,000, for example. So we took that. That was a quick no-no, of course. So just off of the FEMA data that we've received. And that's what also our consultants also said that we would, the permitting would take. I did speak with our current consultants that did the preliminary design and the master plan. And that's how I came up also with the estimate for the design costs as well. Granted, they didn't do a full deep dive on what the quote would be, but they said the longest part for them, it's a straightforward design for them. The design itself, it wouldn't be what would take them the longest. It would be the permit because of the floodplain and the FEMA coordination.
Who do we have to get the permits through?
I believe FEMA.
Okay.
FEMA, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Yep.
You just asked me about the floodplain.
2017, 2018, FEMA said that they talked about a 100-year, 500-year, 1,000-year floods, which, in my opinion, is nothing but a myth and something that they use to put the screws to us. But I can't see how that's a floodplain.
Yeah, and so I actually did look at this myself. I can't tell you exactly where the floodplain is on here, but I did pull it up months ago, and it's definitely for sure it is in the floodplain. And the reason I remember looking it up was for actually phase one, for the permits for phase one. That was why.
Excuse me, Alex. On the floodplain on the Stark County Auditor's website, where you can see all that stuff, it shows the 100-year flood. The plain goes all the way past the falls, the dam, down into right across from the tennis courts. On their site. Now, as you said, it's the 100-year flood. But it does cover the entire, in fact, we're not allowed to rebuild where that restroom is up there because of the floodplain. We can put it somewhere else, but we can't rebuild in that spot. That's why we're just trying to fix it. But that's FEMA, that's not the city. That's,
like I said, it's a myth.
Yeah.
Are you done, Alex?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, I got a question for you.
Yeah, of course.
How do you propose payment on this?
Go ahead.
I'll take the money piece. So, for phase one, the city received a $300,000 grant from the state of Ohio. As Alex mentioned, we did apply for community project funding through Congresswoman Sykes' office last year, and it was resubmitted this year. For $250,000. There are some other grant opportunities we can look at. There are some potential donors within the community and other foundations that we can certainly tap the funding. But I guess what we would like you as the board to consider would be, if you look at that dollar amount down there, some assurance that would allow us to begin the process and then work our way back from all the things I mentioned. We would like you to consider amongst yourselves a motion or a resolution in providing support up to that dollar amount. I think there are multiple ways you can get there too. Carryover, a loan, a mixture of two, which is probably the wisest choice. If you look at some of the debts that the city has had over the last several years, they are long-term debts and large dollar amounts. This is not a huge dollar amount. A 10-year note with some money down could certainly make payments reasonable, and then when the debts on both the golf course and the rec center are done in 31, I think we're done in 5 years. So we would like the Park and Rec Board to consider at your next meeting or whenever authorizing an amount up to, not to exceed that amount, so we can get started on the project. And like I said, with federal money, and we're in a government shutdown, I don't know what that's gonna look like. That's one of the final hiccups on the last permit that we're waiting for phase one. But that would allow us, that approval would allow us to move forward and get our ducks in a row to get this project hopefully completed next year.
That was my next question. When do you project the project to start?
As Alex said, it's not a long project. If the government shutdown lasts for a long time, which it very well might, permitting would be a challenge, but we think this is a project that we can accomplish by the end of next year?
Yeah, I'll add to that. Honestly, with phase one, I'll be honest, I'm not sure if we'll finish by the end of this year. We might end up finishing phase one early next year, which is okay, because what could happen is if we move forward with phase two, we could just piggyback right off of when phase one ends and then just move into phase two right then and there. It may even be the same contractor. Maybe they'll say, hey, look, there's a bid here. We're already here. You might get better pricing even because they know the site. They're already mobilized there. They might say, hey, we could just jump right off of phase one and then start phase two. And there's no mobilization cost. It's ideal for them. So. So it would be nice to start the permitting process as soon as possible because that is the, I would say that item in particular would be on the critical path for this project. The actual construction piece is not, I don't foresee it being that too long. The fountains, like I said, may be the longest lead time in construction, but again, the permitting side is going to be the biggest challenge.
Have we talked to any banks? Would it be better to go 5-year note or a 10-year note?
We haven't talked to any yet. We certainly can. If you want to get some numbers, 5-10 year, with the city's credit rating just improved again over the last couple months. So we're in a good place to get a better rate than we have in the past. We can start pricing those out or at least soliciting from local banks, what the rate may be.
The reason I ask, I'm just wondering how much they would require now to get the project started.
Well, I think, I don't know what they would require. I think the more you put down, the less you obviously have to borrow. That's why I think the mixture of a little bit down, a little bit of financing is probably the most fiscally sound way to do it. You know, you have a nice carryover, you want to preserve some of it, of course. But I think some of it is why people pay the park tax.
Well, I think it would definitely be helpful if we had some numbers and know what we would have to take from our budget on a month-to-month basis.
Well, we'd only have to take so much, the rest would be a loan.
Correct, but... So I'm saying that it's
Let's say you take $300,000 and the rest is in a loan for like $1.5 million off of that. I'm just giving an example. I'm not saying that's what it's going to be, but I think that's what Ted's saying. Correct.
Yeah, some combination.
Yeah,
correct.
That's your decision on what you feel comfortable with.
I'm just wondering. It would be helpful if we knew a round number. What the parks would be.
What the payment would look like.
What the payment would be, you know, because that would obviously come out of our budget.
Yeah, we can do that.
I have no more questions.
You don't have any questions, Doug.
Okay. Gentlemen, I think we'll move to adjourn.